Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. Welcome back. Today, we have a very special, sensitive, could be even a little heated topic to discuss. We've decided that we'll discuss it at the request of one of our loyal listeners. This is an episode that can definitely cause fights in relationships, marriages, and lots of stress. Strike that. It's not an episode. It's a topic that can cause stress, fights, miscommunications, resentments.
But it doesn't have to. If you're clearly communicating with each other and you're in a relationship where you're budgeting and sharing funds, then having a budget can make things easier, not stressful or fighting.
Right. So drum roll, this is an episode on the ever exciting topic of budgeting. You know, that activity where you find out you have much more month than you have money. In this episode, we're going to discuss what is budgeting and cover why it's important, share some tips that are going to help, warn of some pitfalls to avoid when it comes to budgeting, and tell you a couple stories about our lives with budgeting. We're certainly not perfect with it, and it has been a place where we've had a little bit of stress and some arguments over, but not too bad for us. We've always been open and communicated a lot.
What is budgeting? Budgeting is a vitally important habit for young adults to get. It is a part of the bigger financial picture that, if done correctly, can make adulting and life easier. But if done incorrectly or not at all, can lead to decades of stress.
It's basically about how you're using your money. And money, it's just a medium. We just trade it for products and services. We utilize it every day in our lives, yet many of us have little or no understanding what makes it work for us. In addition, we are taught to and absorb many myths about money that seep into our belief system and subconsciously hold us back.
So what's a budget? A budget is basically a plan for your money. It's like telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went.
We do a lot of wondering where it went, to be truthful. So here's a breakdown of that definition and how to expand on it a little bit. We talked about a plan for your money. Does this mean we need to spend late nights every night planning for our money, doing laundry for our money?
No, you just have to know at the beginning of every month what your plan is.
So it's a tool. It's a useful tool, this plan. It's used to control. It's not meant to be a restriction. That's important specifically when you're starting out. It's about making choices with your money and how to use your income.
It's about telling your money where to go. It highlights the proactive nature of budgeting. So it empowers you to direct your finances towards your goals.
Instead of wondering where it went, this addresses the common young adult experience, the feeling of money disappearing without an explanation. It's not just a young adult experience. It shows that a budget provides clarity and awareness.
To further explain this, it's about tracking your income, all of the money that's coming in, any money you're receiving, any paychecks you're earning, and your expenses, so all of your money that's going out.
You list all of your income sources, and that means your paycheck, and all of your expenses. And other income could be things like, if you're a very young adult or a very fortunate adult, maybe you still get an allowance at home for doing chores or for being pretty. I don't know. But if there's any other sources of income, list those in your income column. And your income column is the right side of your ledger. And you want to list all of your expenses. That's the left column. Truth be told, we use Quicken. It's a software solution. They're not a sponsor or anything. We just came to them through trial and error. And we do list all of our income and all of our expenses. And if you're fortunate enough income-wise to have like streaming income, although anything that comes in goes in the income column, and anything that goes out goes in the
outgoing column.
Yeah, that seems like there's a lot of outgoing and not so much incoming.
So you list all your income sources, like your paycheck and everything that's coming in, all your expenses that are going out, like rent, food, and fun stuff. So if your plan is that every Friday night you go out with your friends and you know you're going to spend $50, that's an expense that you can put in your budget because you know every Friday it's going to be going out. If you're in an apartment already, there's more things than just rent. There's electricity, car insurance, gasoline. There's so many expenses that come with being an adult. You have to make sure you list them all.
We would advise that before you get into those adult situations, like running out and getting your first apartment, that you do a little research and find out exactly what those are, because they can be surprisingly expensive. Your rent will be the biggest number, but those other things do add up pretty quickly, and you have to factor that in. And we've also learned a ton with an adult we know very closely going through this about how much income you have to even qualify now to get rents in some of these apartments.
Then you make sure your income covers all of these expenses. So if you sit down and you're planning on getting your first apartment, you need to make sure that not only is your income going to cover your rent, but it's going to cover all these additional little expenses that tend to add up.
And make sure you set money for savings and goals aside in your budget. There's a rule. It's called pay yourself first. As a general rule, 10% of your income should be set aside into savings. That's just a broad category right now. I just want to get that on the table. That was a mistake that many adults, including myself, made. And I thought there's no way I could live on 90% of my income, but the truth is you figure it out. So make sure that you set aside money for savings. Try to aim for 10%.
And an emergency plan. These can be both. You can put away money for savings, and when you've reached your emergency fund limit, then you can start putting it into savings. But always have an emergency fund. If you're an adult and you need to get to work every day and your car breaks down and you've saved zero money, there's no way to fix the car, which means there's no way to get to work, which means your income is canceled. A budget helps you pay your bills on time, save for things you want, avoid overspending, meaning just going out and willy-nilly buying this, buying that, and going here and going there, eating out. If you have a budget, you know how much money you have to do those things, so you can't overspend. And it reduces your stress about money. If you know where it's coming from and where it's going, a lot less stress.
Remember, it's not about never having fun, although this topic sometimes can feel like that. It's about making sure you can afford the fun. A quick side story. After I retired, I was living the life for, I don't know, like 3 days. And then we realized this is expensive. I got to get back to it. So you got to make sure you have a plan and you're paying attention to it. But don't rule out the fun. Just make sure you budget it accordingly.
And you can use apps, spreadsheets. You can even use a notebook to create your budget. Whatever works for you.
So to review, a budget is a tool just to give you financial awareness and control. It's about making informed choices and working towards financial goals.
Now, what do you think you need to be successful when making a basic budget?
Some things you need internally and you need to develop in yourself are self-control. And that's important because we're probably going to say, instead of 10 Starbucks a week, maybe you could do a 5. It'll help your budget. Self-discipline. And that's important because I'm going to say in the beginning, you need to track every cent you spend. When we started this, when we really started this, and I'm good again at making lists, we would carry little pads in our car. Every penny we were spending, and these habits started for us before there were things like, I don't know, Mac machines. So we go in the Wayback Machine, and we carried these green papers called cash. So we would write down everything we spent to get an idea of where everything was going, and that took some self-discipline.
And it's truly a pain in the ass, but it really did work.
It's important to remain consistent with these habits because doing it for a couple days and then slacking off guarantee you in the slacking off period is where that you're going to wonder where the money went.
Plus, if you do it for a few months, some unexpected expenses will come up that you weren't aware of, or a bill that maybe doesn't get paid every single month. It'll help you keep track of that too.
A simple tracking system is very important. Like I said, in the beginning, we just used a pad. Then it grew for us. We used just a simple Excel sheet, and then we've grown from them, but we're more complex. We're a family. We own a home. We have some investments. But in the beginning, working between that little notebook and that Excel spreadsheet really helped out.
And just remember, income and or savings, which means you make money, you should be saving some money.
Here are the most important tips of this episode. These are vitally important to be successful. Pay yourself first. I stress that with my own children. I stress that with a young adult. From your first career, your first job, take a percentage of that money and save it. Times have changed. Pensions are different. Retirement plans are different. It's a different world out there. Get that money put aside. You're not going to be able to rely on a pension or a 401.
Or Social Security.
And track every dollar. That's the most important things.
And I know it seems like we're talking about, pensions, Social Security, all those things that happen when you're really old. But it really gets here quicker than you think.
And now we're moving on to some of the more fun things we got to talk about with budgeting. The pitfalls. Where can your budget go wrong? What do you think?
Credit cards. That's a big one.
That gets them all. Got me. Loans can be a problem. Don't get yourself into a car loan before you can afford to have a car loan.
And remember, if you get a newer car, you have higher insurance.
Lack of a plan can be a problem. I retired a little bit. When I say retired, by the way, guys, I don't mean I retired and like went and played golf. I finished my career at the firehouse and quote unquote retired. And I work full time at another job and still will. And after that one, it seems like I'll work full-time and another. It's Groundhog's Day. But my plan wasn't rock solid. And I didn't look at the budget well enough. And not that I have to work. I just enjoy eating. So make sure you have a plan.
Lack of work or work ethic.
That one's not my problem. I got that.
You got that. But a lot of kids don't. They work 10 hours a week and they're like, oh my God, I work so much. I don't ever have any money. You don't have money because you're not working enough hours. So if you're going to school full time, 10 hours is probably a good amount to work every week. If you're, in high school where you're at school every day, 6 to 8 hours a day. But if you're sitting home all summer and you're working 1-2 days a week, that's your problem. You're not receiving the income, which makes your budget really teeny.
There's a little bit to be said. I want to address two things that you just brought up and just discuss pretty quickly. It's because we've had these conversations in our house. School, the topic of school. If you're an adult in school, whether it be high school, college, grad school, you have to consider that part of your job. In fact, that needs to be considered your primary job when it comes to priorities and taking care of business, because that's what's going to increase your value in future. It's going to increase your marketability and ultimately your salary. Consider school a job. There was a formula I figured out pretty early into working because it's pretty simple. And back when I was working, minimum wage was $3.95. I don't even know if it was that high when we first started. But by the same token, bread was a nickel and we walked uphill both ways to school in the snow.
Dude, you're old as dirt. I was making $6 an hour.
So I figured out pretty quickly that if I wanted to get more things and I could trade my time for money, that the formula is pretty simple. I had to work more and I just worked more and that floated me for a lot of years. And because it's time for money, which is not the most effective way to build your life. But if you want more things, it's important that you recognize when you're in that situation of trading time for money, you need to work more time. Limiting beliefs can be a huge pitfall, and we're going to go down a list of those in a minute. We could do a whole episode on it because that's a mindset shift. Things like, and I'll just give you one for example. Money is the root of all evil.
No, it's not. It's the root of getting the things, material things that you want.
Right. Money can't buy you happiness. Oh, yeah. Try paying in Tic Tacs, which you have to get money to get anyway. So we'll talk about those in a little bit. How about remaining ignorant? If you guys aren't going to find out how your money works and how the monetary system works and how interest works, because interest can work for you or against you, then you've got yourself a pitfall there for sure.
Lack of follow through, meaning if you start a budget, keep budgeting. Do it for a long time so that you know truly where you stand. If you get a job, keep going to work. You'll keep getting a paycheck. Follow through.
Assuming it makes an ass of you and me. Don't assume things are going to happen. Don't assume your boss is going to do something. Don't assume your money will automatically go into savings.
Lack of self-control, meaning you get money, you get a paycheck, you go to the bank, you cash your check, you're like, woohoo, I have money, and go out and go bowling or go dancing or go to a bar or go buy that thing you were, you know, saving money for that's a little more than you saved. Self-control. You need to have it. You need to use it. You need to know, oh, that paycheck's got to last until the next one, and it has to pay all of these bills.
And this one is huge. An abundance of instant gratification can be one of your biggest budget pitfalls. What does that mean? Sounds like big words. Well, what it means is that you don't wait. You want something. You react to that urge, and immediately you get it. I have this talent myself. I can know I'm getting a paycheck, and magically, I can spend that paycheck 3 or 4 times even before I get that paycheck because I want it. So, little tip for that, cut it off at the pass. Any big purchase, make yourself and enforce this a pause. And if you still want it 72 hours later, then maybe it's something you make a plan to fit into your budget, but don't just go out and buy it because it's cool.
Now, there are some ways to improve your savings. So if you're putting a little money aside every single month and you're building your emergency fund and you're building your savings, and all of a sudden you have a nice little chunk of change, whether it be $500 or $50,000, whatever it is, a savings account is a good way to keep it separate so that you're not spending it. But these days, savings accounts are making minimal. When I say minimal, minimal. Probably making you 5 cents a month or a year, if that. There are other options. So if your savings account is money that you're keeping for a long-term goal, you can go to your bank and buy certificate of deposit, which is known as a CD. Introductory rates on those are usually much higher than savings accounts. You just have to remember to go in and roll it over and, you know, keep up on it. It's your money. You should be tracking it. You can put your money into a money market instead of a savings. They usually earn higher interest than savings accounts. And if you're really paying attention and you're starting to learn about finances, there are investment accounts that you can put some of your money in that will also earn you more interest. The best way to improve your savings is to have your money making you money.
That's excellent advice. Now, we talked about an emergency fund, and I want to tie a few concepts together. The first thing we said during the show that's important to do when you're starting out budgeting is to track all your money. You'll remember we said that. We also said pay yourself first. That's the 10% that you're going to put into savings. So you've got 10%. We're going to say that you get paid $100, so you have $10. When you're starting out, you've got zero. You take that $10 that you're going to put in a savings account. You can even put it in an envelope. I love you, Dave Ramsey. And the first thing you're going to do with that 10% is save yourself that emergency fund. We talked about the emergency fund too. So to review, you're going to track all of your money, income and out. You're going to pay yourself first that 10%. And the first thing you do is you're going to save an emergency fund. Then once you have your emergency fund, you're going to start funneling some money into various savings things. Now, when you get more money, you can do things like invest in mutual funds, which is even more advanced, and you shouldn't do that without advice from a professional, but there are online places to do that too. From the perspective of a very basic investor, I would, as a young adult, advise you against buying individual stock.
Now, listen, I do not want you guys thinking you're not good with money. It's your money. Get good with it. It's a self-defeating belief that you aren't good with money. It creates a feeling of helplessness and discourages learning about personal finances. So if you feel you're not good with money, get good with money. Learn about it, research it, ask questions. You don't want it to prevent you from taking control of your personal finances.
And we're switching gears a little into those limiting beliefs. This is the stuff that somewhere in all of us, these are. A lot of people have them, and if you can root them out and get them out, because what they'll do is unconsciously sabotage you. Another one would be rich people are greedy and dishonest. Well, the truth is, rich people are some of the most charitable people on the planet, to the tune of billions and billions of dollars each year they give away.
And they're financially smart. They learned what to do and how to use their money.
Another one is it takes money to make money. While there is a hint of truth in it, capital, meaning I have a pile of money, is helpful to start. It overlooks the resourcefulness of people and the power of creativity, innovation, and hard equity, also known as sweat equity.
I'll never be able to afford that. This belief limits your aspirations and prevents you from setting financial goals. It's not a you won't be able to afford it. It just might be when will I be able to afford it?
All it takes is one invention, one business, one great idea, one huge addition of value, and suddenly you can. So don't fall for that one.
Financial success is just luck. That's so untrue. Financial success, it's about planning, hard work, learning about money. Thinking now, that it's just luck prevents you from taking responsibility for your own money.
Now, if you take the definition of luck and change that to luck equals when hard work meets opportunity, I would agree with that. I'm too old or too young to start learning about money. I don't think you're too old or too young to ever learn about anything. I'm a lifelong learner, a passionate lifelong learner. I listen to an audiobook a week. I read a book a month. I should have learned more about money because I would have owned much more Krispy Kreme if I knew back then that I could just, you know, go on an app and in three clicks, be an owner. I need to spend money to impress others. It leads to overspending and financial instability. When you're trying to keep up with the flashy people next door, maybe they have a higher credit card limit than you and can keep up forever. I'm not smart enough to understand finances. That's simply not true. They do get pretty complex, but if you break it down, you are able to understand finances. Money will solve all your problems.
While money can improve your quality of life, it doesn't solve all your problems. But it is going to do things like provide a roof over your head and food in your stomach.
I don't have enough time to manage my finances. That's malarkey. You can always make time. It takes seconds to write down what you spent that day. And it takes a little while to transcribe that into the bigger ledger, whatever system you're using. So don't fall for that nonsense.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.